You're listening to the Home Base Podcast. This week, my OCD shows a little bit as I share with you all how to plan your child's first birthday, plus a parenting hack and a mommy mantra you're not going to want to miss, so stay tuned. Hey there, guys. Welcome to Home Base Podcast. We got a good episode for you today. Very exciting. I'm going to be breaking down my party planning process for you guys. So my son's first birthday is coming up in a month, and it's just been kind of possessing me lately. It's all I've been thinking about, trying to get it together, because I've been in denial for months and months, and now I'm like, oh my gosh, it's a month away. I should probably start getting some things planned. So all this week, for this week's episode, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the first birthday, and I'm going to break it down and make it a lot less scary for you. And I know it's an emotional time, and we'll get into that. But so that's what we got going on today. But real quick, before we dive into that and do our awesome jivey music to get us pumped up and going, I wanted to do a little reminder. So 2 weeks ago, I shared with you guys an awesome idea for something for your family to do for the whole month of November, is a thankfulness turkey. And so what that is basically you make a turkey. Ours is just construction paper on the wall. We taped it up to the wall. I cut out brown construction paper and made this adorable turkey. And I really, really zoned in on my teacher years. And so our turkey turned out, I think he looks pretty good. Awesome. Actually, he looks pretty awesome. But so we made a turkey. You could, you know, take a pumpkin, paint a pumpkin, and use that as your turkey. I mean, get really creative with it, get your family going, and really come up with a cool turkey. And then what me and my husband have been doing, since my son is so small, he can't participate, but I'm really thinking this is going to be a family tradition we do every year. Every day, me and my husband each take a cutout feather that's cut out of construction paper, and we write down something we're thankful for. And so far, it's been really awesome just to kind of read what each other's writing. And I think originally I figured we were just going to like write down the thing we were thankful for, but both of us have really gotten into it, and we kind of write down like why we're thankful for it. And it's, we're 8 days in now, 8 days into it. So a little over a week, and it's just been really great. It's been a great way for us to kind of hone in and focus in on what we're really thankful for, and kind of, I don't know, just really focus on that. And it's really been getting our hearts ready for Christmas, I think. And this is such a special time for us as a family anyhow, because we have our anniversary is in December, and we're actually celebrating my son's birthday a week early, so it'll fall on our anniversary weekend. So that weekend's going to be just a huge weekend for us. And this time of year is already so family oriented with holidays and stuff, but to throw our son's birth and our wedding anniversary in there, it's just a really important time for us. And so we've really enjoyed doing our turkey and really just getting our hearts ready for the holiday season. So go on to Instagram, and I'm going to post, I have the original picture posted on there that I took with both of our first day feathers on there, but our turkey's starting to get a little fuller. So I'm actually going to post another picture so you guys can see how colorful he is now and how it's coming. And you guys can post pictures too, which would be amazing. And just tag it hashtag thankfulness turkey, and I will go and check them all out. And I'll leave you guys some comments and some loving. So go post some pictures. You can also put them on Twitter too, and just hashtag thankfulness turkey, and I will be sure to hunt them down and check them out. So, and if if for some crazy reason I miss it or something, just put at Homebase Podcast in there, and then I'll definitely won't be able to miss it. So that leads me to where you can find Homebase Podcast, which is on Twitter and Instagram at Homebase Podcast. You can go directly to the website, which is homebasepodcast.com. You can follow along on iTunes, which you all should be subscribing, because if you subscribe, you can save episodes, you can share them with friends and family. There's all sorts of pros and cons to, or not cons, there's all sorts of pros, guys. There's pros to being a subscriber. Be a subscriber, because then you get a notification every time there's a new episode. You won't miss any episodes, and you don't want to miss any, because they're all awesome. And while you're over there on iTunes subscribing, make sure you go over, leave me some lovin', leave me some feedback, and you know what? I'm going to try and get it all set up for next week, but we're actually going to do kind of a contesty reward thing for those of you that go on and leave me some feedback on iTunes. I will be hitting up your inboxes with some super special treat. So stay tuned. See, now you have incentive. You need to go subscribe so you don't miss the episode where I talk about that awesome contest, and then you can be part of it. So yeah, so you can hit us up there, and yeah. All right, we're going to break away, get some awesome music going, and when we come back, we're going to tackle this first birthday business, and I can't wait to share with you guys what we have planned for my son's first birthday, so stay tuned. And we're back, guys. I'm sitting here, I'm trying to wipe. I just got a sip of water and I just spilled it all over my notes. So I'm sitting here trying to dry my notes off. And I meant to apologize to you guys. Hopefully the sound quality isn't too echoey or anything. So I'm normally kind of over in this corner of my house, but I rearranged the furniture, and so now I'm literally sitting in a corner, and I'm not quite sure if it's going to affect the sound quality or not. So if it's a little echoey, I apologize, and I'm sure I'll pick it up on the playback, and we'll go from there. But so yeah, I apologize if this week's echoey or not. All right, so getting into this first birthday business. So like I said, here's a little tiny bit of backstory. For those of you that have been listening since we started the podcast back in March, you probably know this already, but still, I'm actually going to start even a little further back. So when my son was born, he was 7 pounds, 10 ounces. And by the time he went to his one-month checkup, he was 10 pounds, 8 ounces. So he gained almost 3 pounds in a month. I mean, that's humongous growth for a newborn. And he did not slow down those first couple months. His second checkup, he gained 2 pounds. And the next one, it was another 2 pounds. I mean, he just grew so quickly and so fast. And it was a whirlwind. And now he's walking and he gets around. I mean, if he wants to get somewhere, he gets somewhere. And it's been really crazy. This past week, you can just see the gears turning in his head. He's been putting things together. He started clapping, and when he waves, he open and closes his hand now. And I was really cracking up. We have a sliding screen door, and it doesn't lock very well. So he can actually slide it open just by pushing it with his hand. And so I normally keep a baby gate up between the door frame when we have the sliding door open. And so he was playing with a toy. It was a little bottle, and he accidentally dropped it on the other side of the baby gate, and he kept trying to reach down and get it, but he couldn't reach it. So then I watched him drop to the floor and start reaching his hand through the rails, and I'm just sitting here going, oh my gosh, you're 10 months old. And just the thought processes that he's already having are just so crazy, you know? And I'm just sitting here, I remember the day we brought him home like it was yesterday. And I'm like, who is this kid that is, he's just so big. And I cannot wrap my head around it. I've so been struggling with it, you guys. And so I have just been in this huge whirlwind, and I feel like I just got like spit out of this whirlwind, and I'm like, oh my gosh, here I've been all caught up in this, and now I have to plan my son's first birthday. Like, where did the year go? Like, it's just crazy. And I've been in so much denial, and we were trying to find a location, and the location wasn't going to work for his actual birthday weekend, and so we were beginning to panic, and we couldn't find anywhere. And then the location we ended up picking, they call back, and they're like, well, we can't do that weekend, but we can do the weekend before. And we're like, okay, we'll take it. And so that bumped everything up like a whole week, and so now we're less than 4 weeks away, and I still don't have like invitations out and all of that, and I'm like starting to hyperventilate about it. But I sat down, did my trusty planning, and made a great outline, and so I'm going to talk about that. So you guys have a little background now. I'm one of those people, I'm an Uber planner. Thanks, Mom. You passed that gene on to me. But so I do, I freak out when it gets down to like the wire on stuff. So this will be a great, if you're one of those type A people that really have to have your ducks in a row, this will totally be for you. If you're one of those people that's like plans at the very last minute, maybe this will help encourage you to do a little extra planning. That way your party is just even more awesome. So that's what we're doing today. So let's kind of jump in there. So one of the first things you want to really ask yourself when you're talking about your kid's birthday, and I'm going to talk exclusively first birthday today. You can definitely use pretty much most of these things for any kid's birthday. So if your kids are older, you can definitely still use this for sure. But some of these things are going to be specifically first birthday. So one of the first things you want to ask yourself is, who do you want to be there, and how much is your budget? So those two things kind of really go hand in hand. So you got to sit down with your spouse or whoever and figure out what your budget is and be realistic, because you don't want to stress yourself out. And like, we really have it tough because his birthday is so close to Christmas. So it's like, okay, do we put, you know, more money into the birthday, more money into Christmas? And we really feel like, you know, birthday should probably win out over Christmas. And I mean, we're religious. So to us, Christmas is more about, you know, our religion. And so to us, we're going to probably put more effort, more money into the birthday. But, so you just don't want to stress yourself out. So do a realistic budget and just really tell yourself you're going to stay in that budget. Who you're going to invite is really going to have the most impact on your budget. I have had friends that have had first birthdays that were enormous. They had anyone and everyone. They had like their mailman there. I mean, anyone they invited to this birthday, and they had bounce houses and clowns and balloon animals and face painting and entertainments for other people's kids and all this stuff, all for like a first birthday. And then you have people that just have the first birthday, they have it at home, they have their intimate family, maybe their family plus the grandparents, and that's it. So I think you really just have to ask yourself who you want to be there. And I think the best way to answer that question is you really need to step back and kind of ask yourself, you know, who was there when he was born? Who came to visit us in the hospital? Who has been there for us the most during this year? You know, who's been your go-to person who babysits your kid? Who's been the one that's like called you and checked up on you? Or maybe when you first had your baby and you brought them home, who was that person that like made sure you had meals and, you know, extra love if you needed it, a box of chocolate at your door? That I got two fantastic, my two favorite gifts I got when I, right after I had my son, is I had one of my friends that lives back in Connecticut where we used to live. She sent me one of those edible arrangements, so like the bouquet of fruit. She sent me one of those, and I just started like crying when I saw it, because it was just so sweet and they're so cute and it was just so thoughtful. And I had all this fruit that was cut up in my fridge, and so it was perfect. I could just go in the fridge and get some fresh fruit. It was really nice because I just put it out like when we had people come and visit, and it was something I could put out that people could munch on and I didn't have to do anything. My second favorite gift was my aunt sent me. She knows I love chocolate, and she sent me this beautiful, elaborate box of Godiva chocolates. And I wanted to make that thing last forever, but I think it was gone in a couple days. I super enjoyed that. It was just something super luxurious just for me. I didn't share it with anyone. I'm sad. I'm not sad to say. 21 hours of labor, I didn't share that box of chocolates with anyone. That was mine. So those were my two favorite gifts. But I mean, think about those people. Think about those people that do those little extra things for you, and kind of ask yourself, who do you want to be there? Because that day, it's not about your child. It's about you, and it's about you and your spouse and your family becoming something completely different together. And so really just kind of keep that in mind when you're making your guest list. I can tell you our guest list is consisting of us and our families, and then we have a couple friends of ours that have just been really impactful to us this past year, and that's it. I think we're right underneath 20 people, and that's including us. And I don't think we have, just my nieces and nephews are the only other kids that are going to be there. And that's another thing. Like, I have other people I would love to invite, but then you have to tell yourself, like, oh, they have kids and then they have their spouse. And so, with every household you invite, you're adding like at least four or five other people, and it can become a lot really quickly. So really have those people there that you want to be there. And I always try to, with big events like this, like your wedding and stuff like this that you're gonna look back on years down the road and look at those pictures, try to pick out people that you know are gonna still be there and in your life, like down the road. But anyways, so make your guest list. Make your guest list and make your budget, and that is your place you want to start. From there, I think the next most important question to ask yourself is, are you going to feed these people? That is a big expense. If you're going to feed people, then you have to start talking appetizers and main course, and then your cake or ice cream or whatever you're having. So ask yourself if you want to feed them. That's going to impact your budget. And then you can get really funsy with your food. You can kind of theme it around whatever your theme is, which we're going to talk about that in a second. Or you can go just super simple and straightforward and be like, we're ordering some pizzas. We're getting some $5 Little Caesar pizzas. You can show up and have pizza. But then there's some people that get like super into it, and they have like the whole like deli spread layout and all the side dishes. And so, and that's just totally up to you. If you have that budget and that's what you got and you really want to get into it, go for it. We do not have that budget. We will not be going for it. But we'll talk more about what we're going to do later. So next up, once you decide if you're going to feed them or not, that really kind of dictates your time. So setting a time, that's going to be your next thing. So like, if you're not going to feed people, a good time to do is like 2 to 4. It's a good window. People, when they hear 2 to 4, they're not really expecting a meal. So that's kind of a good time to look at. If you are going to feed people, you kind of got to ask yourself, do we want to do it later? Do we want to do dinner? Do we want to do lunch? Lunch, maybe look at like, 11 to 1 or 12 to 2 or something like that. If you're looking dinner, maybe do like 5 to 7, something around there. It is hard with the first birthday though, because to do something that late, you're going to start running into bedtimes. And that's the next thing you want to think about when you're setting your time. You want to work around nap. So find that time of day that you know your child is at their best. So if they're at their best, you know, our little boy's normally up from his nap around 1:30 in the afternoon, and then he's up until bedtime. So like we're going to do 2 to 4, because I figure, you know what, he'll be up, he'll be happy, he'll be perky. So that should work really well. So set your time, keep your nap and bedtimes kind of in your mind, and work around those. That way you're not pushing your child. You also, when you're setting your time, you want to think about length of party. This is going to sound really funny, but if you can, if you've been to some kid birthday parties, kind of think back. Take some mental notes, kind of jog your memory. If you haven't, and you have some friends that have some parties going up, and you're kind of like on the fence whether you're going to go or not, go. Take some mental notes and go. So I had the opportunity to go to a first birthday party this year, and it was a twins, actually. It was twins' first birthday party. And it was great. However, they had like a 4-hour window that they had this party, and they went over the 4-hour window. And so it was very, very long. The kids were getting fussy and people were getting antsy. I mean, it's a kid's birthday party. You really need to keep things moving and going. You know, adults are only going to have so much attention span. And if you have a ton of other kids there, they are only going to have so much of an attention span. And your kid isn't going to have that long of an attention span either. So kind of when you're setting your time, think about naps and bedtime, but also think about how long you want to keep it at. I really feel like 2 hours is a good amount, you know, because you're really there to just eat and open some presents and watch them smash their cake. So once you get those three things done, bim, bam, boom, you know, then people can feel free to come and go or stay or whatever. But if you just, you get those three things done in that 2-hour window, then I feel like your job is done. All right, so after you set your time and you've got that figured out, then you need to ask yourself the theme. Do you want to have a theme? Some people are rolling their eyes right now and going, seriously, it's the first year birthday. Do they really need to have a theme? I'm going to tell you, yes, have a theme. And here's why. This is like the one birthday that you totally get to control. After this, they're going to start having preferences. They want to have a pirate birthday. They want to do Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They want to do Star Wars. They want a princess party. Frozen, Tangled. You're going to start having all these preferences thrown at you. This is the one birthday you get to decide and you get to do. That being said, I do think you should try to do something that you feel like reflects maybe your child's interest. Not that I'm an enormous advocate for TV, but maybe your child has a cartoon they specifically like, or I love when people do parties based off of books. So maybe your child really loves a certain book. You could theme it around that. Maybe they have a favorite toy or a favorite stuffed animal, or maybe they really love trucks and you do a construction theme, or maybe you have a little girl that really loves bunnies and so you do a bunny theme, airplane theme. I mean, get on Pinterest. You can figure out all sorts of different themes. You could even do, you know, something as simple as basing it around an animal. I've seen all sorts of cute little, like, nautical themed birthdays where they just have boats or whales. And so the possibilities are endless. Don't sell yourself and your baby's party short by not doing a theme. You can find something and really make it your own. And I've even seen people that just do like a color theme. Maybe like pink and glitter or something like that, you know? So it doesn't have to be a book or an animal or a thing. It can just be a color, but just have some kind of theme, some kind of string that's going to run through the whole party and pull everything together. That way when people walk in the room, they get it, you know, and it doesn't look like this hodgepodge mess that you just threw together the night before. So pick a theme. And your theme is going to help you with everything. The first thing it's going to help you with is where. Where are you going to have this party at? We are incredibly limited because we have a winter birthday, so that makes things really difficult. And we don't have like this uber spacious house right now, so really having it at our house is just kind of not really an option. So we've really been struggling, but these are a couple ideas that we did have for winter birthdays or non-winter birthdays. But call your local parks department. A lot of them have different indoor shelters, or if you are a warmer weather birthday, you can rent an outdoor shelter, and they can let you know different parks in the area that have different shelters available. A lot of them have like an actual park center, and they may have an indoor location, something along the lines of like an office room or something, where you can have a party or throw a party or whatever. So call your parks department. Your church is a great place to look. Most of them always have some place where you can throw a party. So check your church that you attend. If you are an outdoorsy, warm weather birthday, then the outdoors are always at your disposal. Any park should have some area, some little gazebo or shelter or something, or you can just throw it right up in your grass and have a party right there. Don't forget your in-laws. I think sometimes we get so focused in on our own homes, and sometimes our in-laws are a little bit more set up in life, and they have maybe bigger yards or more space, and so don't be afraid to ask the in-laws, like, hey, can we borrow your house? So those are some good ideas. You can do the whole go to a facility and rent, like, you know, trampoline places or bounce house places. I feel like you kind of run into that more as your kids get older. I think for the first birthday, and because you're only going to be doing so much in such a short amount of time, that maybe just picking a place like a park or a indoor banquet kind of facility area would be the best. Banquet halls, that's another great place you can look. Restaurants, a lot of nicer restaurants have those large rooms where you can have a birthday. And if you're not going to be doing any kind of like activity and you're just doing presents and cake and maybe food from the restaurant, sometimes that's a really good route. You can either have a booster chair there, or you can bring your child's high chair and set it up in a corner so they can do their smash cake, bring something to cover the floor. So that's a great idea as well. So you're going to pick your location and get on that sooner rather than later, just speaking from experience, and be flexible. I mean, it's up to you, but I think being flexible on the date is nice. And I know we're really kind of excited because now his actual birthday will just be the three of us. We'll kind of get to just enjoy that day ourselves. And I'm going to talk to you about what we're going to do on that day later. I'm very excited about it. All right, so moving on from that. So we have discussed how many people we're going to have, how much we're going to spend, Are we going to feed these people? We set our time and we picked a location and a theme. Now we need to start talking about the details. So here's where I kind of like to start is once you get these foundational things figured out, get out a piece of paper, write them all down at the top. And then I know this is so dorky and it's going to totally take you back to your grade school days, but we're going to make a brainstorm cloud. Do you remember those? Where you put your idea in the middle and you draw a big cloud around it and then you get all these other clouds and arrows and things going out from the side. So I like to do the big brainstorm cloud because that's basically where I can spit up on paper all of my ideas, put them all down, and then we're going to go back later and we're going to refine them. So get your big brainstorm cloud going on and, you know, just, I don't know, write down my baby's first birthday in the middle, make your big poofy cloud, and then just start going. But I like having, like, your theme and your date and your time and your location and stuff kind of written at the top. And those are all the things, basically, if you haven't caught on, those are the things that are going to be on your invitation. So basically, get your invitation details up at the top, and that kind of is going to help you during your brainstorming to kind of stay on track. So things you're going to be brainstorming about, you're going to be brainstorming about a photographer. If you're a big picture person, maybe having a photographer is important to you. Ask yourself who in your family is good at pointing a camera. And this is so hard. This is really hard for me because I'm a control freak when it comes to pictures. I get a specific picture in my head that I want. And so to get it, I have to take it. I'm determined that other people cannot take that picture. And so it's really hard for me to allow other people to take pictures of special events. But that being said, when you end up taking the pictures, you miss out on a lot. So I am going to have, hopefully my mom is willing. This is a conversation I still need to have with her, 'cause she may come at me and say, you know, no, Megan, I don't want to take pictures because I don't want to miss out on the party. So find someone in your family that is good at taking pictures and would not mind taking the pictures, would be more than willing, and put them in charge of it. If there's a couple that you're like, I absolutely want a picture of this, I absolutely want a picture of that, let them know and then leave it be. Walk away from it and just don't stress about it the rest of the day. Unless you see them in a corner not taking pictures and they're, you know, flirting with somebody, then say, hey, you're supposed to be taking my kids' pictures. But try to just let that go. That way you are present and you're enjoying your kid's birthday. Really be there, be in the moment, because those mental pictures, those memories are what are going to hold you and keep you for, you know, the rest of your kid's life. So really try to be there, be present, guys. I know it's a challenge. Trust me, I will be struggling that day. I know I will, but I'm going to do it. So, and one little tip is, I know we're going to try and do other special things, like I said, and this is, I don't want to give away my parenting hack, but we have other special pictures we're going to take around his birthday. So my whole thing is, you know, if I don't get all the great pictures from his birthday party that I really would want, I'll still have other first birthday pictures. You know what I mean? So kind of give yourself some other opportunities for pictures. That way, in case it doesn't work out, then it won't be a complete downer. But you could just go the safe route and hire a professional. If that's in your budget, then hey, I say go for it. I think pictures are always a great thing. So that's something you're going to brainstorm about. Entertainment. If you are going to have a lot of little kids at your child's first birthday, even though your child may not be participating in the entertainment, it may be a good idea to have have something that's going to entertain the kids, whether it's a craft table or some kind of games that are set up somewhere. Maybe you hire a clown or a face painter or balloon animal maker, or you rent an inflatable bounce house. You know, maybe look into some entertainment. Ask yourself if that's something you want, and then book it, book it, book it. That's photographer and entertainer are definitely things you're going to want to look at ahead of time. And make sure the entertainment kind of goes with your theme, I think, definitely. Your baker for your cake. If you are going to have a big elaborate birthday cake, you're going to want to get to your baker and give them some details, show them some pictures, and get that thing scheduled and on the books. That is another thing. Got to kind of ask yourself, is this going to fit in the budget? So that's something else. Those kind of goes in with the photographer and entertainer of things that you're going to want to think of. Other things you are going to be brainstorming about is a photo booth. Do you want an area for photo booths? Are so popular at parties now, and I think they're kind of super cute, and I really love it when you just have maybe some, I know this is totally old school. I mean, if you trust people with your digital camera to just set it at a table, then set it there and have people take pictures of people in the photo booth. Or if you have one person that you can designate and say, hey, you're going to stand here and just take pictures of people as they come to the photo booth. Or you could just do the disposable cameras is what I was originally going to say. You know, get the ones that are disposable and put them at a table with some props and do the little photo booths where you tape things to a wall and create this little background. So those are kind of fun. That's something to think about. Goodie bags. Something else to think about is if you want to give something to your guests to take home, a little token item from the day, or, you know, some kind of little goodie bag. If you're going to have a lot of little kids, maybe it would be a fun thing to give them a goodie bag. Think back to when you were a kid. We all love getting little goodie bags from parties and stuff like that. And a lot of those little trinkety things aren't that expensive. You can get really creative with it. If you're not going to have a lot of little kids and you do want to do something for adults, a candy bar is a great idea. Have lots of different candies. People can fill up their bags with different candies. Bake a fun cookie or something and just put like two cookies in a bag and there's their goodie bag or something. There's all sorts of great ideas on Pinterest you can collaborate, but that's something else you're going to think about is if you want a goodie bag. A special note to your child as they're older, little station. Something kind of fun people do is either have people autograph or sign something or leave your kid a special note. I've seen like notes in a bottle. Everybody writes them a note. Your child doesn't open it until they're like 18, something like that. There's questionnaires you can have people fill out. What do they think your kid's going to be? Do they think they're going to get married someday? You know, stuff like that. Little questionnaires that you can have them fill out and then read them later when your child's older. So think about a little special station like that. Along with that special station is you want to have pictures of your child from their first year. Have them everywhere. Either have a couple photo albums out for people to look at. Have them hanging up everywhere on the walls. Make it a garland, whatever. But have pictures of that first year out. So people that maybe you haven't seen since your child was born or that you haven't seen them very much can kind of really get a look at what your year has been like. And that's always really fun, I think, especially the first year because kids just, they change so much. Something else to think about is special clothes. Is there any special clothing or costume you want your child to wear? Think about you and your spouse and other children in your family. Anyone that's going to be like in the family pictures, is there something special you want your whole family to wear? Kind of think about clothes. And then think about the fact that you're probably going to take them off when they smash the cake. Unless you just want them to be covered in cake, which some people, they want that picture of their kids completely covered in cake. I love the pictures where they're just in their diaper covered with cake. I think that's adorable. And then you can just plop them straight into the bathtub, you know. Setting up and tearing down wherever you're going to have the party. If you're having the party at home, that's not so much a big deal. You can kind of just, you know, while your kid's napping, set up for the party, and then when people leave, tear it down. But if you are going to a location, that's something you want to think about of when you're going to go set up. And then along the lines of that, you want to kind of ask yourself when you want your child, the birthday boy or girl, to arrive. If you're doing it right after their nap, maybe you don't want them to nap where you're setting up. So maybe have someone stay at home, have grandma or dad or whoever stay at home with him or her at nap time while you're setting up at location, and then have them bring the child there. Then it's a big grand entrance. I mean, but little things like that, you're going to want to brainstorm. You're going to want to think it out, because you don't want to, like, the day of be like, do we take them? Do we leave them? What do we do? And my little tip is to try to just stay in their daily routine as much as possible. It's going to make the birthday party go so much smoother. The last thing I have on here for you guys to brainstorm is, if you are on location somewhere, don't forget you have to take all those gifts home. So have some people, or someone with a pickup truck, or, you know, just have some people that you have talked to ahead of time to help you take those gifts home and help you take home the high chair. So don't forget your high chair. If you are on location somewhere, you're going to want to have somewhere for your baby to smash the cake. So you may be bringing a high chair with you. And if you are, make sure you have transportation to take that to and from. So once we do all these brainstorming things and our page, our cloud is completely full, then we're going to go through. And actually, I wrote here, I'm reading my notes as I go. You can do a big brainstorming cloud, or a simpler method is to just make a Pinterest board. Or you can be like me and do both. I have a first birthday Pinterest board, and then I have my big brainstorming page. The brainstorming page, I think, is really helpful, because for those questions like who's going to help us bring gifts home and stuff like that, you can, you know, you can't write that down on a Pinterest board. Okay, so after you have your big brainstorming page, we're going to go through, and we're going to, I love to highlight stuff, but you're going to go through and you're going to make a list of things you need to buy. So you can either highlight those things and then write them on a list, but make yourself some kind of list of things you need to buy. So if you're sitting there and you're going, yes, we're going to feed people, and that's in your brainstorming cloud, then you need to go over and go, okay, if we're going to feed people, then I need plates, napkins, cups, you know, utensils, you know, just start writing down things you need to do that thing. And then go back to your brainstorming cloud, thing number two, we're, you know, we're having this entertainment. Okay, so I need to buy this, this, and this, and this, and this to do this entertainment. You know, maybe your cousin is going to face paint. Okay, well then I need to buy paints, and, you know, so kind of attack it like that and make a to buy list. And then you're also going to make a list of things for the day of. So things that you need to either remember the day of, or take with you the day of, or just kind of think of things that you need to accomplish the day of. Whether it's pick up the cake or, you know, stuff like that, kind of just go through and have those different, those two different lists. So that is my process. I know it sounds kind of crazy, but it is really helpful and it will help you. And just remember, the most important thing is you want your child to have fun. And don't forget, this day is about you. Mainly, it is about your child, but it is a lot about you. It's a celebration of one of the greatest moments in your life. your and your spouse's life, and it's the moment your family grew even larger. It's a beautiful, special moment, and don't let people rob you of your party. You know, don't get so consumed in making sure that your child is having the greatest time, because I can absolutely promise you, your child is not going to remember this day. You will remember this day, though. So make sure that you are relaxed and you are having fun. All right. So, all of that being said, Megan, what are you guys doing for Hunter's birthday? So, now that I've told you my mental process and everything you want to think about and do, let me kind of walk you through what we're going to do. So, I already told you guys who we're having. Basically, just our families and a couple couples and single friends that we have that have been really impactful on our son's life this year. We are not feeding them. That is just not in the budget. So we are setting a time between 2 and 4 for our party, and we're doing dessert only. And that's right after my son's nap, so he should be super great. Our theme is the Peanuts characters, so Charlie Brown, Snoopy, Woodstock. We love the Peanuts, and my son seems to like the Peanuts. I would say he probably loves Curious George a little bit more than the Peanuts, and I'm being modest. I think he likes Curious George a lot more than the Peanuts, but he does really like the Peanuts cartoons, I super love the Peanuts cartoons. So we went ahead, we have too many decorations and ideas and things that would go with the Peanuts theme. And I think we're like, you know what, we're going to save Curious George. Maybe next year for his second birthday, he'll really be even more into Curious George. It got down to those two themes, Curious George or the Peanuts. And the Peanuts movie just came out this past weekend, and so we're like, great, it's going to be super easy to find decorations. Like, we just figured it was simpler. And plus, he has this awesome little play tent, and it's Snoopy's doghouse, and it has Snoopy on top. And so we thought, oh, that'll be so cute. We can bring the play tent to the party. And so that was kind of our reasoning, and it'll just be super awesome. So that's our theme. We are having it at our church, which is super free, convenient, and simple. We are not having a photographer. We are going to have a member of our family take all our pictures for us, and I need to sit down and make myself a miniature list, and I make sure I let my family member know what pictures I want. We're not doing any entertainment. Like I said, the only other kids that are going to be there is my two nephews and my niece, and they are 8, 7, and 4. So I think they can make it through 2 hours without any entertainment. They'll be eating ice cream and watching their little nephew that they adore open presents. And yeah, we are not having a cake. I'm going to make my son a smash cake, the little cake that the babies mash up. But I get so tired of doing like sheet cakes, and I didn't want to. Cakes are so expensive. I hate spending all that money on super fancy cakes. Like, I think they're so cool, but like, we didn't even have a fancy cake at our wedding. And me and my mom made one of those giant jumbo cupcakes, and that was our wedding cake for me and my husband. And then we just had sheet cakes that we bought for everybody else. I mean, I hate putting money into it. They're so dang expensive, and I need to just find someone that does cakes so I have a hookup. You know, that would be awesome. If anybody feels like donating their cake decorating baking services for my son's birthday, that'd be great. But what we're going to do is I'm just going to make him a smash cake, and then we are going to have a sundae bar for everybody else. And I'm super jazzed about this idea. So I have a ton of ball jars, and the night before, I'm just going to scoop all the ice cream, a couple scoops into each ball jar, seal them up, keep them in the freezer, and then the day of, we'll pull them out, and everybody will have their jar, and we're going to have a bunch of toppings laid out on the table, and everybody can just like make their own sundae, eat it in the jar. When they're done, screw the lid back on, put it in a tub, and I can take all those jars home and wash them and reuse them for something else, because I am always using jars for something. So I'm super, super stoked about this idea, because I think it'll be uber cute, and I think it's super practical, and it's way cheaper to get a couple big tubs of ice cream and some toppings than a few couple sheet cakes or a couple dozen cupcakes. So like I said, we're doing peanuts theme. So a couple like decorating ideas that I have. I saw on Pinterest that somebody took like the comic strips and they made paper chains out of the comic strips, those old school like fun paper chains. So we're going to do those and some streamers. We're going to have bottled water, and I'm just going to take the labels off the water and replace them with the comic strip. So those will be some fun little details. We're going to have some of the sundae toppings are going to be in dog bowls. And I thought I would get some of like the Peanuts characters, like little figurines, and make little, names. Like we're going to have like peppermint patties for the sundaes, you know, miniature peppermint patties. And so I can get like a peppermint patty figurine and make a little sign that says peppermint patties, you know, stuff like that. I have my brother-in-law is an awesome artist. He actually designed my Homebase podcast logo. Well, I shouldn't say like he did a little design work on it, but the overall picture is my son and me. And we actually, that was a picture taken of us when he was 6 days old. And so then my brother-in-law went and he drew that picture based off of the picture, and then he did our logo and stuff on the top. But anyway, so he's an amazing artist, and he is actually going to draw me the Peanuts characters in life size, and we're going to put them along the wall, and we're going to have a photo booth station, and we're going to take pictures with all the Peanuts characters on the walls. And I'm going to cut out like some little speech bubbles that say like wah wah on them, you know, because that's how like all the adults talk in the Peanuts, is like wah 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 wah. So I thought it'd be super cute if like all the adults in the pictures like had to hold up the wah wah speech bubbles and all the kids will be down like at the Peanuts character level. So it's gonna be super cute. So we're going to have the little photo booth, and basically my idea for the flow of things are people are going to get there and build their sundaes, and while they're eating their sundaes, we're going to have my son open his presents, and then when he's done opening presents, he's going to smash his cake, and that's it. We're done. So super quick, super simple. And yeah, we're not doing any goodie bags or anything. I don't think we're going to do the special notes thing either. I may get like a Peanuts book and have everybody sign it or something like that. We're going to have some photo albums out and about. I get all sorts of like promotional gifts from Shutterfly because I sign up for emails. Like I get Shutterfly discounts from like Joann Fabrics, Destination Maternity, I want to say it's either Parenting Magazine or TheBump.com. I get stuff for Shutterfly from like three different places. And so I always, we have lots of like pictures of my son everywhere and free posters and stuff like that. So we're going to have lots of pictures of him there. So that'll be awesome. And I think that's about it, really. You know what, guys? I did forget to mention one thing when you are brainstorming. Something you need to keep in mind is your thank you notes. Don't skip out on your thank you notes just because it's your kid's birthday. And, you know, you can either individually write them, keep track, have someone keep track when your son's opening presents. If you don't want to do it, have someone else do it. Or I think kind of what we're going to do is we're just going to do a big blanket thank you. I'm going to type up something and just send it out to everyone and just thank you so much for being in our kid's life this year, and, you know, maybe put in there, you know, when he hit this milestone, that kind of thing. But don't forget your thank yous. So that's what we're doing. Doesn't it sound awesome? Don't you all want to be there? I promise there will be tons of pictures on Instagram or floating around somewhere, so I'm sure you guys will see some. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and finish this all up with our parenting hack of the week and our mommy mantra, so stay tuned. Guys. All right, so our parenting hack this week, I'm super stoked to share with you, and I know I was kind of like teasing it a little bit in the episode, and some of you are going to say, this is absolutely crazy. This may not be for everybody, but I'm really excited about it. So the hospital where we had my son, it's probably a smaller hospital. I feel like they had less than 10 delivery rooms in the labor and delivery part, and so not a big hospital. So this idea may not work for those of you that did have your child at a big hospital. You would have to just kind of talk to them. But I did, one of my labor and delivery nurses, Brandy, who did an episode with us because she's amazing. Me and her actually became friends through my delivery process and are still friends. And I was talking to her and telling her that, you know, I'm just so nostalgic. I get really nostalgic about places. I don't know why. It's just the thing that really gets to me is certain, like, locations. And I was telling her how I just really would love to go back to the room we delivered in and, like, take some pictures, because we had a 21-hour labor, and after he was born, like, everybody else came in and saw him and, like, took pictures that night, but I only got, like, one picture taken with him, and I was so tired and so out of it. Like, I just would love to go back and really kind of, not redo, because obviously he's a year old, you can't redo it, but just kind of, like, have that moment a year later, you know, and just kind of bring everything to this beautiful close. And I was telling her about this, and she's like, you should totally do it. And I was like, would you guys let us do that? Would you let us come back? She's like, absolutely. So we're going to go back to our hospital, to our delivery room, and we're going to take some family pictures in the room. And even if it's just, you know, the three of us sitting on the bed together or something, I'm so looking for it. I think it's going to be so sweet. And I'm going to make sure we take a picture of, like, the room number. And I'm so excited about it. And I'm so stoked they're going to let us do it. And so how we're going to make that work is, you know, because you never know if your room is going to be available, obviously. So I just told her, I'm like, you know, we'll just kind of that week whenever you work, and if you get there and no one's in our room, give us a call. We'll come flying down there, you know, we'll make it work. So kind of just give yourself a window. I would love for it to be exactly the day he was born and the exact time. That would be awesome, but I'm going to be realistic and that's probably not going to work, but it would be super cool. So I think it would be really awesome. If you love this idea, then, you know, call your hospital. It never hurts to ask. It totally never hurts to ask. Just tell them, you know, we just want to take a couple pictures, a little family picture, and then we'll get right out of your hair. It doesn't have to be a huge ordeal. Just bring a family member with you and have them take a few pictures on your camera. You don't need to bring a whole photographer and get all into it, but So that's my parenting hack. I think it's super sweet, and it's going to be a one-year picture that I'm definitely going to remember, and it'll definitely be unique, that's for sure. All right, our mommy mantra this week is awesome, and it comes from a wonderful woman, Christine Kane. And I love this quote that she says. I think it obviously can pertain to a lot of things, but I think if you take it on the topic we've been talking about today, I just think it's great. So it goes, "How we finish one thing directly impacts the way we enter into a new thing." So I think that's awesome. When you're thinking about your child's first birthday, like I said, I've been really struggling with it, and I've really been trying to kick myself and say, you know what, this has been a whirlwind of a year, and it's hard to let it go. I want to like stomp my foot and say, no, I'm not going to celebrate his birthday. He's not one yet. I don't want to give it up. But then I think, you know, if I have that kind of outlook and that heart attitude and that mindset going into his second year, I'm going to miss out on stuff in his second year because I'm going to be back in his first year going, no. So I think the way we finish something totally directly impacts the way we enter into the new thing. So the way we end our kids' first year, or maybe their fifth or sixth year, wherever you're at, end that year and go into their next year on a great foot, on a good outlook, with a wonderful heart, because you don't want to miss a moment. You just don't want to miss a thing. So thank you, Christine Kane. That is awesome. That quote will be up on Instagram for you guys. It will be on Pinterest. It'll be on the blog, so you can go check it out. All right. That's all I got for you guys this week. I hope you guys liked it. I hope it helped. I hope it helps making the plans for your kiddo's first birthday a little bit easier on you. And I will let you guys know, obviously, how our first birthday turns out. So I'm looking forward to it. All right, you guys, have a great week. You're awesome. Love ya. Bye.